This is WKAR Online. On Sunday, the Michigan State University College of Music lets the general public in on a huge project to improve the Music Building Auditorium. Now known as the Cook Recital Hall in honor of benefactors Dee and Byron Cook, the performance space has been upgraded for both acoustics and comfort. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
The MSU Music Building Auditorium was built in 1939, and the years have not been kind.
It was like the sofa beds of performing halls. It was neither a good bed nor a good sofa.
Dee Cook and her husband Byron are the major benefactors of the new recital hall. The Cooks met at Michigan State. Byron was in the marching band, and Dee was already singing professionally. She later served as an MSU trustee. When deciding where to target their bequest to the university, Byron Cook says their mutual background in music made fixing up this room an easy choice.
We both love music, and honestly, there wasn't any other thing we could think of that we were both equally interested in.
The Cooks had attended performances here over the years, and Dee describes it as woefully inadequate. The stage was small, and with a balcony, capacity was 360.
There were many, many seats in this comparatively small space, and the acoustics were on the dead side of life.
College of Music Dean Jim Forger says that before this project, you could hear activity from a rehearsal room, footsteps from an adjacent corridor and stairs, and perhaps worst of all, noise from a nearby courtyard. Imagine having a concert disrupted by the sound of a motorcycle or the beep, beep, beep of a truck in reverse. To top it off, this space wasn't air-conditioned. In use almost every day from 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Forger says the heat often made it uncomfortable.
Students do their recitals, their rehearsals, their job tapes, faculty artist recitals, West Circle Series concerts, guest artists, and when you have a year like we did last year with temperatures well up in the 90 degrees with a fan blowing and the door to the outside open, it was less than ideal, to be sure.
Forger says the Cook Recital Hall is now much improved, both in terms of intimacy and acoustics.
The acousticians who hail from Chicago, Kierkegaard & Company, recommended taking out the balcony. So it reduced the seating from 360 to 180. Every seat has a terrific view. Every seat has a great acoustic, so it's an enormous improvement.
There have been some invitation-only performances in the hall, but the first events open to the public are coming up on Sunday and Monday. The Joanne and Bill Church West Circle Series kicks off with an all-American program. Jazz pianist Reggie Thomas, saxophonist Joseph Luloff, and pianist Deborah Moriarty will be joined by the Beaumont Brass and the Professors of Jazz. For Dee Cook and her husband Byron, having their names on this hall is a thrill.
Never in my life would I ever expect or even consider that my name would be gracing some facility here, and I know Byron feels that way as well.
A final note. Audiences who approve of the new surroundings in the Cook Recital Hall should know that the same team is working on a renovation project in another MSU space plagued with acoustics problems, Fairchild Theater. For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl.